We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Things have drastically changed in our world since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and that means the things that we do have had to change right along with it all.
Our show is reimagined with the city as a showcase.
The North American International Auto Show returns here in 2022, making its long-awaited summer debut. So, how does a Detroit tradition fit back into the landscape? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. When people think about the city of Detroit, there is one thing that comes to mind first. It is Universal. The Motor City. Detroit put the world on wheels. American muscle, builder of the Midwestern middle class. What's a city to do when they have something of which they're proud of and want others to notice? Well, they show it off, of course. Detroit has had an auto show going back to the late 1800s when William E. Metzger organized the Detroit Auto Show in 1899. It was the second of its kind following the 1898 Paris Auto Show. Here's a quick history lesson. Our friend William Metzger owned the first automobile showroom in America selling electric cars. This was back in 1897 in Detroit. Time is a circle. The North American International Auto Show that I grew up with began back in 1965. That was the first year it was held at what is now called the Huntington Place in downtown Detroit. That's where the show sprawls out over 1 million square feet of space in its heyday. Record attendance topped 838,000 across the week-plus-long event. That was back in 2003. Over the last several years, a couple things began to happen. Automakers are participating in fewer auto shows around the world, and the timing of the NAIAS was disadvantageous to the car brands and to local tourism. You know, selling Detroit in January to those that are not from around here, not exactly easy. That said, the auto show brought in about $450 million annually for the city. So the thought was they'd move to warmer weather, September. The plan was to not only move it to early fall or late summer, but to move the show outside, at least in part. It is hard to beat a Michigan summer along the Detroit River. So the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, they are the ones that put on this annual event. They announced plans for outdoor exhibits to accompany the indoor show. That announcement came back in 2018, and 2020 was to be the first summer show. But again, 2018 was a totally different world. Like everything else that involved crowds, the NAIAS was canceled in 2020 and 2021. There were attempts to hold the 2021 edition, but those never came to fruition. An outdoor festival called Motorbella took its place. Here we are in 2022 now, and COVID numbers are continuing to drop. The pandemic is slowly waning. The plans for this summer, they're already taking shape.
We will be inside at the Huntington Place with a mix of activations, ride and drive inside, up to five tracks, traditional vehicle exhibits, and it'll be a showcase of automotive innovation and technology. There'll be displays. There'll be, I'm sure, a lot of emphasis on electric vehicles and electrification and where the industry is going. We have automobility back, you know, with the future of technology in the automotive industry. You know, along with that, we'll have plenty of panel discussions and other things scheduled.
That is the voice of Joe Lunghammer. He is the president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. The auto show is a chance for automakers to show off cars that are on the market, cars that are coming to market, and innovation. Concept cars are always a fan favorite. The future can be exciting. Right now, the future in the auto industry has taken on a singular meaning, electrification. In fact, let's flip that dial on over to WWJ News Radio 950. This story is from, well, right now.
Well, a big celebration is just about to get underway at Ford's historic Rouge complex today as the company celebrates the start of production of the electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck. WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert is there live with more. Jeff.
Yep, in about a half an hour, Bill Ford, Jim Farley are going to be out here on stage, and we'll see the ceremonial first F-150 Lightning roll off the assembly line here at the new Rouge Electric Vehicle Center. Now, they've been building this vehicle for a while, but early builds or prototypes, pre-production models, things like that. So the ceremonial first model is a really big deal. They've got a pretty big crowd of people here, a big sign over the stage that says F-150 Lightning Strikes. And again, this is a very important vehicle for Ford. It's the first mass market electric pickup. And this is an area of electric vehicles that car companies think really could be very profitable for them. Reporting live from the Ford Rouge Complex, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
So with that in mind and a chance to show off Detroit inside and out, Joe says this year's auto show will not look like one you've ever seen before.
Our show is reimagined with the city as a showcase for, you know, the whole automotive industry and electrification. Since our state hosts so many suppliers and headquarters of companies that are involved in the, you know, in the automotive industry. And, you know, we'll be kicking off the new model year, so to speak. The auto show will be the first show of the year. We think that we can bring all the aspects of the automotive industry together with the vehicles, the technology, and then showcase Detroit with all the charities and the people that we support.
As fun as it is, the North American International Auto Show is not without challenges. An article in Forbes magazine said that it faces the obstacles that many other auto shows face. I did mention earlier about automakers pulling out of shows in favor of avenues like digital advertising. It's much cheaper. At that same time, conceptually, it's true for auto shows themselves. They are huge undertakings, very expensive. Think about what it takes to set up and staff an event that occupies a million square feet of space for over a week. Though, this year's show will get some help from the state. Michigan's legislature set aside a one-time payment of $9 million in December as part of the state's budget to help get the auto show up and running again. There is another problem, or at least another issue, and this one's relatively new. The prices of new cars have been climbing for several years, but they absolutely skyrocketed during the pandemic. In fact, we did an episode about that specific thing on the Daily J, the price of cars and how the average American can't afford to buy a new model. Go back and check it out. It's worth your time. The average price of a new car is $47,000, according to Kelley Blue Book. If the goal is to show off cars for people to buy, at least in part, your market shrinks and the large-scale show becomes less effective, at least in theory. That said, a good chunk of the show has nothing to do with current cars on the market. It's about the future and showing off innovation, like we mentioned. At the top of the podcast, I asked how the auto show fits in our new world. I'm not sure what the answer is when it comes to the rest of the country or the people around the globe, but for people here in Michigan, it'll fit just like a glove. But instead of a winter glove, maybe it'll be a baseball glove or a driving glove. After all, it is the Motor City. A big thank you to Joe Lunghammer, president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and as always to WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert and anchor Brooke Allen. You can always find the latest automotive news at WWJNewsRadio.com. The North American International Auto Show returns to Detroit September 14th through the 25th, and yes, the ever-popular Black Tie charity event that does gangbusters for local organizations is also coming back. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.